And interestingly, a few homeowners have contacted us to ask what about converting their own garage and making that livable. In the meantime, it takes pressure off the other rental market that doesn't exist out there at the minute anyway, and people that have that option should be able to avail of that option and take the pressure off the market. And your kids are still going to the same school, you're still in the same site and all that good stuff. So them's the things that we want to make sure are being properly explored and hoped to make all them wins for us as homeowners then. And that's the idea of being involved in that meeting. So I think the minister is favourable towards that. We haven't got it rubber stamped, but that's what we're now waiting on, and that will hopefully underway sooner rather than later. Just on the accommodation thing then, so that's a massive problem. I think there was one house available in all of Inishowen there. That's based on Macaulay's, Neil Doherty's website, daft.ie and so on, when some of the guys checked that out. So it's not there at the minute. Again, we will press hard on the homeowner, sorry, the holiday homeowner, again, that we put forward, because quite a lot of holiday homeowners did make contact to say they would help relieve the housing crisis that's going to come with these displaced families in return for eligibility on the scheme. We put that forward, it was rejected, but we'll be raising that again because it's still, they can't reject everything and not give us an answer to where these people are going to go whenever they're displaced from their homes. So, we will be pushing hard on that, and that's at least a pathway for holiday homeowners that want to engage on that pathway, and it also helps with the relief of the housing crisis there. So that, coupled with lots of other things like, for example, Donegal County Council have submitted to the Housing Department request for 60, sorry, yeah, 60 to 100 homes around Barrack Hill there on council-owned ground that would be used for this type of accommodation as well. Homes that would be built for like a 15-year period type thing, and then obviously people would come and go to them as they're being displaced for mica and maybe some other shortfalls in housing as well, but certainly for the mica victims, and not only council mica victims but also private mica victims as well. So that's something else has been looked at. Paddy Diver then, Big Paddy, he's looked at the parochial grounds there beside the girls' school in Cairn, and again, he's been talking to me about it. We've opened that up a bit further now. Talking to Father Paddy Dunn, who helped us last time round with getting the bishops out to the mica sites and homes and all that type of stuff, to see could we look at that between the Derry Diocese and Bishop Allen's diocese up around Letterkenny, to see is there parcels of land around there where we could take that ground for 10 or 15 years. And if there was a developer prepared to come in and put cabins on there, whatever, you would have then options for people to come and avail of that while their house was being rebuilt, and then they move out and the next person moves into this temporary accommodation type thing. So we're trying to think outside the box on a lot of stuff that really we shouldn't have to do. If other people had this paid to look after this stuff, was doing this and doing this right, homeowners like ourselves wouldn't be doing it. But in the absence of it, we have to do it, and that's where it's at. But very shortly, they have to take proper responsibility for this scheme and get it rolled out. That's why that stakeholder group is so important, and I want to be sitting across the table from the likes of the Housing Department and the Council and the Housing Agency and the others that have the power to say yes or no to these things that we're now asking for. And that's why that's as critically important.